T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And Ron, the time is 10:30. Time to get 25% off Cool Sculpting at the Skin Center. Reading out of Mackey's story today in the Post-Gazette, the quote from Rutherford that said, there's too many guys content with where they're at in their careers after winning a couple Stanley Cups. And is that a signal where some of that has to be changed, where you have that eagerness again? That's a Rutherford quote, to which Mackey says, let's pause there for a second. Look up and down the Penguins roster. You got 11 players left from both cup-winning teams. And he says, you know, take out Cullen, who's 42, going to be gone, likely retiring anyway. And you take out, obviously, the guys in their early 20s who weren't around for both. And your candidates then for being included in that statement would be Letang, Crosby, Malkin, Hornquist, and Kessel. And nobody in their right mind would put Sid or Hornquist. And that leaves you in that category of guy fat cats. That leaves you with Letang, Malkin, and Kessel.
Now, is he excluding Rust?
Is Mackey?
Yeah.
He seems to be.
I certainly wouldn't.
Yeah, I might be with you there.
I certainly wouldn't, because I remember early in the season, right, you know, before they traded Hagelin, basically, where he talked about, hey, some of these guys got their big contracts and they're going easy.
Yes.
And it wasn't Hagelin, because he was going to be a free agent. To me, it was directed primarily at Rust. And I wouldn't be surprised if this wasn't.
That's a good point.
I wouldn't exclude him from the list of potential guys anyway.
Jim Rutherford asked Jonathan Bomboli for names. Who are you talking about? I truly wish somebody had come back to Rutherford and said, hey, you mentioned before you got a couple fat cats here, basically. Who? Well, while we're doing names today, would you like to identify a few? So we have the realistic candidates. Then fitting his definition would be Letang, Gino, Kessel, and Rust. I'm with you on that one. Who do you think he's talking about, Ron?
I adding one and one, I think Rust for sure, because going back to what he said in October, November, I don't have a problem with the effort of any of those guys. I really don't. I have a problem with their decision-making, some of their performances, Malkin taking penalties. I never looked at them and say, man, it looks like he's going through the motions. That's just me. Maybe they look at it differently.
I agree with you, and I would never accuse Letang of not playing with passion either.
Not.
I would never accuse him of that. But
absolutely not.
The GM, and I'm glad that Mackey did this. The GM defined pretty much left us a category that we get to define. Then that we get to put the names into and guess.
There's a lot to criticize, but I can't criticize the effort. That's just me. Other than Rust, only because of what was said in October, I can't even fathom a guess. Kessel, maybe. I certainly didn't see a lack of effort on Letang's part. Man, some really dumb decisions, but not a lack of effort. And I didn't really see it from Malkin either.
Certainly you wish that Gino and Letang played with, what's the word?
Smarts.
Maturity, smarts, from experience, from what it took to win cups. What are you doing?
Malkin's
in a series like
winner.
This.
He knows what it takes.
Especially Letang in a series like this.
Knows what it's taken. He was a part of two cups. You know, he missed the 1 year, but he was a part of two others and knows what it takes.
Let's hear Letang's exchange with Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette from yesterday.
Do you feel like you might need to change your game at all, Chris?
What do you mean?
I don't want to say be more responsible with the puck, but maybe some of the decisions that you made, the turnovers that happened in the Islanders series, like, would you do anything differently to maybe play more conservative?
So what do you ask? I don't understand. Like, you don't want me to make mistakes? I'll try that.
Okay.
I'll try that. Next year, I'll try to make no mistakes at all.
I'm not saying you don't make. I know it's a game of mistakes. I'm just
exactly.
Saying,
so
would you ever consider dialing it back? Like, I know that you make a lot of great plays because you take a lot of risks and a lot of times
they work out,
but they don't always work.
Yeah, that's the thing. But maybe next year you're gonna say, "Hey, we're having Chris on our lineup. He doesn't do anything offensively. So now you're gonna rip me apart because I don't produce anything." So, you know, like I totally assume sometimes I make mistakes, and I wish I could take those back. At the end of the day, yeah, I wish I could have done something else at a different time. But I don't think the question is to change my whole game. It's going to be the answer to that. You know, I'm not going to change three plays in my whole year for the type of game I play. You know,
I think that's very instructive. Love Letang. I don't know who doesn't in this city as a passionate athlete, but his combativeness there, Ron, and his stubbornness. Why it's instructive to me is I think we got a window into what Mike Sullivan would deal with when he sits down with Chris Letang.
The same thought struck me, you know, not so much when we first heard this, but after listening to Rutherford and Sullivan about how everybody's got to play the right way. Basically, Letang saying, "I'm going to play the way I want to play."
He is saying that.
That was my interpretation. I'm going to play the way I want to play. And the coach saying, well, everybody's got to be defensively conscious, do this, do that. And he basically said, the hell with that. That's my interpretation. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it couldn't be more clear that that's what he's saying there. And I'm not sure why Jason, and we'll ask him at 1 o'clock, why he felt the need to go back and clarify his question. It was pretty damn clear to me. And it was basically, should you be more responsible with the puck? Should you be? And Letang, just combative, Ron.
I told you, I had a very similar exchange with him after the game.
And I think that, listen, I sat behind the bench for a game last season. And
how'd you do that?
Well, I had a friend in a high place.
I can't afford tickets.
Well, I didn't pay for them, for God's sakes.
I mean, sitting right behind the bench?
But I can tell you from a small sample size of sitting behind the bench that Chris Letang drove Mike Sullivan insane. And what he would do, we see a lot of coaches do this. Every coach out there, Ron, has a guy they yell at, like on the bench, so that they don't either get a technical foul, basketball, or get thrown out of a game. It's your yell guy, right?
And somebody you know can take it, too.
Right. And for him, it was last year, it would have been who? I think it was Recky. And he would just lose his mind when Letang would make a play and turn to Recky and just yell, like to the side in his ear. I know for a fact that he drove.
Should have yelled it the other way at Jacques Demers, who coaches the defenseman.
Jacques Martin, yes.
Jacques Martin. Why do I call him Jacques Demers?
Jacques Demers was a good coach.
He is a good coach.
So is Jacques Martin.
They're both Jacques, so okay.
Yeah, you're getting your Jacques mixed up.
Jacques Demers, where did I come up with that? No, you know what? And I was told that going way up in the organization, everybody was disgusted with what Letang did the other night. Disgusted.
And Sully had his back last year.
And him saying, I'm not going to change.
Right. Sully had his back last year, and for good reason. He was coming back from a serious issue. But I know for a fact he drove Sully absolutely insane last year.
And I'll tell you who
else. This year he was really good until the playoffs.
Kessel drives the coach absolutely insane, too.
Yes.
No question.
And you live with that if you win. Well, I think we all just saw that they didn't win. Not only did they not win.
They didn't win one game, Joe.
They didn't win one game. So from the very top of the organization, like, what do you do? Do you live with Letang? He had a really good regular season. He did, although I can't help but note that they played better without him.
Let's bring in our expert.
That's a fact.
Eric Hagman on this. What did you make of Letang's comments? We both assumed, you know, that came to our conclusion, struck us as Sullivan and Rutherford saying, we got to play a certain way, we got to do this, we got to do that. And then Letang basically saying, I'm going to play my own way, and tough.
I think it can be interpreted that way. He's headstrong. He's always been that way. And, you know, the little exchange you talked about with Jason Mackey yesterday, very defensive player. Defense as opposed to defensive-minded.
Or
right?
Not, yes.
Yes.
But he's
got a lot of self-confidence, and he does not like to be questioned on how he does things. And I just thought he kind of overreacted with that, and I thought that was just kind of an indication of He's probably heard it from within the organization, too.
And I thought that was...
And he lashed out at the messenger.
The most instructive thing about that exchange was, okay, now what if Sully is Jason Mackey, basically, right?
Yeah.
What if he's delivering a similar message? He's probably getting the same thing. And you know what? I think Letang's, like a lot of us, his greatest attributes can also be his biggest weaknesses. He's headstrong. He's stubborn. And also... We judge Penguins players by what they do in the playoffs. Phil Kessel has had years where he hasn't done his first year here. We're like, why'd they get this guy? Oh, in the playoffs, right? Carl Hagelin, playoffs. So did Letang have a good year this year? In the end, I say no, because he wasn't good in the playoffs.
No, he was great up until he was injured, but he just did not look like the same player. And it just was that almost indifference, whether he was trying too hard more so than not giving an effort is
right.
The way I look at it.
Me too.
My goodness, you just, a guy who's been in the league for
12 years. Who was your guy think he was talking about, guys who are comfortable after winning two cups? Who's your guess? I didn't see effort as a problem. I saw a bad execution.
I'll tell you whose effort I had a problem with late in the season and it was Malkin. I thought Gino was skating circles at times when a little more concerted effort could have broken up a play here and there or gotten himself into better position. And I hate to say that because I've seen him at his very best, and when he's at his very best, he's among the greatest to ever play the game. But, boy, I wish he had given them a little bit more effort.
My conclusion was rust. But going back to, remember, October, November, he says some of these guys got new contracts and they're going through the motions.
But it's hard to pin blame for you.
You think he's just talking
out
in general?
Well, I think he might have seen snippets from a lot of different players that he just kind of put it together and lumped it together. But I mean, let's not put Brian Rust in the same category as Gino or Chris Letang.
No. You but know, I mean, he's a two-time cup winner, though.
But what do you expect from Brian Rust?
Big goals.
I expect a lot more than what I got.
But he's not your superstar player. He's a guy who can go from the fourth line.
But he's also a guy, we talk about how well Sid and Phil and Gino and all those guys played on the cup runs. If they didn't have Brian Rust scoring, I don't know, 2 goals in Game 7 against Tampa, they probably don't win those cups.
But I just find it hard to believe that the GM is going to single out a guy like that as to blame for getting swept by the Islanders.
Well, let's continue this conversation. 412-928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.